It's Monday, July the 18th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
Anthony. That's me.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. Fingers crossed that we get through this episode with no issues.
Yeah.
Last week we had a bit of a one-off doing some other stuff.
Yeah.
This week we're back.
Almost. We're almost had an issue.
Almost, but it was false alarm. Yeah,
the good old IT trick of have you turned your computer on and off again.
Yeah, see. You see, I'm no fool. I know all the IT tricks. Hit that restart button. All right? Check your cables.
Exactly.
Man, I could do IT.
Yeah, it's seriously, like anyone who is like grown up with computers can do IT.
Yes.
It's not the hardest.
But that said, we are here for a regular show. We've got our picks, we've got our weeks, no reviews. Who knows though? We may have a couple coming up depending on situations.
Yeah.
And let's jump into the show. So Anthony, what's your pick like?
My pick's all fighting games. So Evo happened this week.
Yes.
Or this weekend.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of cool stuff got announced. I want to start off with my favorite news,
okay,
which is of King of Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
So King of Fighters 14 is coming out end of August.
Yes.
They released a new story trailer, and they released a new character trailer. A new character named Antonov. He is the self-proclaimed King of Fighters. He started a new tournament, and then he just put on a wrestling belt with two bull horns on it, and it says KOF on the back, on the front of it.
Wow.
He's a pretty ostentatious dude. He wears no shirts at all times.
That's good.
Really nice white suit jacket pants.
Okay.
Or suit pants, sorry.
Yeah.
And then just smokes a cigar.
Okay.
At all times.
All right.
He's pretty cool. But my favorite news coming out of King of Fighters was on the Evo main stage, just straight shots fired at Capcom.
Right.
Like, SNK is back in action. They're like, we're out of the pachinko game. We're coming back hard.
Right.
And it's time to ruffle some feathers. So when they announced the trailer, they at the end they're like, King of Fighters will be released at the end of August. At launch, it will support many game modes.
Aww.
And have 48 characters. And I'm like, oh, blah blah blah. SNK don't give a shit.
Poor Street Fighter.
Oh, it's so great. Also, the KOF 14 had a side tournament. So yeah, I recommend if you're into fighting games, check out try and find Evo 2016 King of Fighters, like grand finals. Like, all the matches are really good, but the grand finals are really where it's at. Where this game in action, like, looks amazing. I really like the way this game is looking.
This is the same King of Fighters or everybody complained about the art style?
This is the same King of Fighters where I complained about the art style.
Okay, I didn't want to call you up because I couldn't remember if it was you who bitched about it.
I bitched about it. Okay. And I was like, man, this looks like a fucking PS2 game. Like, it looks like KOF Maximum Impact.
Because I was looking at it, I'm like, this looks kind of like what Street Fighter's doing.
It looks a lot better than it was initially announced as.
Okay.
But also, seeing that game being played is a lot more exciting. Like, if that game was just supposed to be a visual feast, like, it's not doing anything.
Okay.
But the cool systems they have going on in King of Fighters 14 makes it look like it is a blast to play.
Okay.
And I kind of just can't wait to get my hands on it.
I really
want to play it. The other thing, there was a Guilty Gear announcement.
Yeah.
So fan favorite of the franchise, Dizzy, is finally coming back. I don't think you know who Dizzy is.
I know who Dizzy is.
You do?
I do know.
All right. So Dizzy's coming back. She's moe as fuck.
Of course.
She's
That's why I know who Dizzy is.
Yeah, she nuzzles a squirrel at some point in the one picture there. And so she was she was part of a contest where like the fans voted on who they wanted next as a character, and Dizzy won by a landslide.
Well, of course.
So like that's pretty cool, but like whatever. It's all right. I want my robot Kisuke, but
I don't really care about the franchise, so...
You don't care about Guilty Gear.
Not really.
But it's like, round two, like, get ready, let's rock!
That is the single greatest contribution that studio has added to fighting games.
I like how, so in the new Guilty Gear, they have a mode, it's called Danger Time.
Oh yeah?
Where if you and an opponent clash moves, like your two of your clash or two of your hits hit at the same time and they just negate each other, you have a random chance to go into danger time. And when it happens, it's the most, like, ridiculous thing. The whole game freezes, two warning bars appear, and it's like, 3, 2, 1, danger time.
Wow.
And so what happens is that the first person, or the person to get hit, they automatically get put into what's called a mortal counter.
Okay.
So your hit stuns, like, through the roof, and you can do, like, insane combos.
Oh, wow.
But it's really funny. I love that game so much. Tekken 7, new characters released, Bob. Do you remember who Bob is?
Tekken 7 Bob. No.
Bob is the fat blonde guy from, I believe, Tekken 6.
Okay.
His whole mantra is speed and weight.
So he was fast.
Yeah, he wants to be a fast fat guy.
Yeah.
And then also they brought back Raven, the black ninja.
Yeah.
But not in the way you think. They brought out Master Raven, which is a girl.
What?
So I guess she's like maybe like Raven or just like... Like, there's Ninja Clan called Raven, and, like, the Ravens are, like, the lower members.
Okay.
This is, like, Master Raven. I don't know the whole storyline on it, but that's pretty much it. And then I think the biggest announcement that's, like, not really game-related is the fact that they have announced an Evo Japan.
Oh, I heard... Yeah, I heard about this.
So they have they are finally going to have a Japan-centered Evo. So it's going to be hosted in Japan. I don't know where it's going to be hosted. I don't know if they announced the details. But pretty much there's going to be two EVOs a year now. There's going to be one in the Murka. There's going to be one on Japan and one in Japan. So pretty much it'll be like home turf for both major, like where both of the major competitions come from.
It's nice
to Usually it's from the States or like I know KOF. It's like all the competition in KOF comes from Mexico.
Will it be like Japan's will be in the winter? Is that how it's going
Maybe.
To work?
Like, that's what I think. Like, I can't really...
Because I don't imagine they put them back to back.
Yeah, or, like, even, like, I couldn't imagine them swapping years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there will be an Evo Japan. Maybe just to make it even, so, like, all the Japanese players can be on home turf and stuff.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice. Also, it's, like, another reason. It's like, man, I always want to go to Evo, but I've never wanted to go to Vegas.
Yeah, I can relate to that sentiment.
Right? And then it's like, now I can go to Evo. Just go back to Japan.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Like, it sounds great. And then the last thing is the Evo results. I left this for last. If you have not watched Evo...
I only know one result.
All right. What is it?
It is the final for Street Fighter.
Okay.
And I only know that because everyone is telling me about it.
Okay, I will save that for last. I will not go into the side tournaments and what their wins were.
Oh, wait, before that. I also read one story. It was called, like, The Redemption Story.
All right.
Of one Smash player.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I think
he won. I don't think I read this.
He won this year's Smash or something.
Okay.
It was something, I don't know what it was. I think, like, he started since early 2010s, and he got, like, third, second.
Yeah.
And then he dropped somewhere, and he came back, and he wanted to quit, and he came back, and he won it this year.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's also a similar story to Marvel vs. Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to that. So, in Killer Instinct, first place was a player called Sleep. I did not watch any of Killer Instinct.
That's a shame.
So, I have no clue. In Tekken 7, Fated Retribution... The winner was a player called Saint, and he played Jack 7, the robot.
Jackie 7.
In Pokken Tournament.
Oh, God. This is a real fighting game?
It's a main stage Evo game.
Wow.
So, Pokken Tournament, top player is Tonosama. I don't know. I assume it's a Japanese player. I also missed this one because I was out doing stuff. Played Braxen and Sceptile.
I don't even know those Pokemon. Those aren't real Pokemon.
Sceptile's like the one that looks like a chameleon. It's one of the grass starters. Like Treecko turns into it.
Sure.
And then the Braxen is like one of the wizard fire fox starters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're new. They're pretty new. In Super Smash Bros. Wii U, a player by the name of Ally won, playing Mario. And only Mario, which is surprising because like, here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in the top 8 played at least minimum 2 characters.
Oh, okay.
So this guy won with only Mario.
Wow.
In Mortal Kombat XL, no surprise here, Sonic Fox took it. He surprisingly played Jason Unstoppable.
Like, oh, wow.
Jason in Unstoppable Mode.
Yeah.
He also played Alien for the Grand Finals. So he played wow. like weird DLC characters.
He didn't use any of the MK cast.
He used Aaron Black. Okay. That's his main character. But like main stage top eight stuff, he pulled out the weird gimmicks. And wow. he's just like, I haven't used this all thing. And I was so confident in my skill in MKX that I'll just wreck pools with this one guy and then bring out the hot stuff later. Okay, and then in the next game, which is Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
That game's still being played?
Still being played. That game is nuts. Okay. Chris G is a player who's been like at EVO all the time, and he'll make it into top 8 a ton, and he'll never win. And finally, he won. Aww. He won an EVO. His team is Morgan, Dr. Doom, and Virgil.
I feel like that's a common setup.
Yeah, it's pretty common, but like nobody plays it like him.
Okay.
Right. Because the way he uses, like, so Morgan has a move where she makes a mirror image of herself.
Yeah.
And any attack she does, the mirror image also does. Mm-hmm. So you turn that game into a bullet hell.
Yeah.
And you just like soul fist, soul fist, soul fist. And the way he places fireballs and uses doom missiles.
Yeah.
Pretty much makes it almost like inescapable. Unless you have like someone with super armor. It's kind of nuts. He also played against a team of big bodies. Kane Blue River. He uses Hulk, Sentinel, and Hagar.
Oh, jeez.
So just like all big dudes.
Yeah.
So it was a close match, but okay. it was really exciting. In Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator, which I think was like my game of Evo. That game is super exciting. A Japanese player, Machibu, won. He played Sin, which is Kai Kisuke's son.
Oh.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
All right.
In Super Smash Bros. Melee. Hungry Box, the guy who constantly comes in second.
Yeah.
One with Jigglypuff.
Yeah, that was the story. Yep.
His rest things could not be stopped. He would just like figure out ways to just insta KO rest you at all points in time. It was pretty crazy. And then the final result, Street Fighter V. There, out of all the top eight, there was only one American. The rest were all Japanese. So the American made it into fifth place. He got knocked out in fifth place. He played Nash. And the final two were Razor Infiltration and Razor Fudo.
Yeah.
So both the same sponsor. Infiltration played Nash and Fudo played Armika.
Mm.
And it went like Infiltration reset the bracket. That was a pretty intense final Evo. And then Infiltration took it over Armika.
He certainly did take it.
Yeah, it was... Man, that game was like a bunch of hard swings.
Yeah.
Like it was like, man, just Fudo just dominates for like two games.
Yeah.
And then like Infiltration comes back and just shits on Fudo. And like it just kept being like a big swing back and forth, like whoever was in each other's head the most.
Yeah. So did you watch this one at your house?
Yeah, I watched it on the TV. Yeah.
So the reason I knew about this is because I was at a convention this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
This convention has a bar. The bar has TVs.
Were you watching on ESPN2?
I was walking back and forth between the bar, and I could hear people talking. And at first, I thought that I'm like, why are they? We're at a toy convention. Why are they so excited for like golf? Because I think, the English Open is on or something.
Okay.
Anyways, so I stepped in, and I'm like, oh shit, ESPN's got the fighting game, got Evo, and I'm like, oh.
So that was the big thing. Street Fighter V this year is the first time that Evo has been broadcast on television,
yes,
I believe.
Yes.
And it was broadcast on ESPN2, which it's not main stage ESPN.
But you're pretty much there.
You're not in with like lumberjacking. You're not ESPN4 or something, right?
Mm.
And it was only Street Fighter V that got streamed. Like all of Evo didn't get streamed.
Makes sense. I mean, they have a time limit.
But there was like a lot of issues juggling between. Like the TV crowd and the internet crowd.
Yeah.
So like there were a lot of places for commercial breaks.
Yes.
And then so you notice it online, you're like, oh no, because this is on TV. This is why this commercial break is taking for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Right. And then other things of just like the audio was really weird, where if they only had the mics on the announcers, you couldn't hear the crowd.
Yeah.
So it'd be like the announcer would be like, make some noise for X, and it'd just be dead silence. And so then they changed it to these room mics and you could hear the audience, but then you couldn't hear the announcers that well. So like they didn't really figure out the sound stuff. The other weird thing was seeing people who are known in the fighting game community. So there's a guy named Gutex.
Yes.
He's
pretty, Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's pretty big in the fighting game community. Yeah. Like him just holding an ESPN microphone in a suit, and you're like, whoa, like what's happening here? This is weird.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, it's just weird stuff like that. Like
they're teething problems.
Yeah. They're working out all the kinks.
Yeah.
But it was really cool that
that was happening.
It was, yeah, yeah. It was on ESPN. Apparently the ESPN coverage was way better than the internet coverage.
Yes.
Just like the quality. So
yeah, I was surprised. I was like, oh, this is clear. This is not an internet stream.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that was Evo. It was super exciting. It took up pretty much most of my weekend.
Yeah, I could imagine. There was a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. But that's it for yours?
Yeah, that was pretty much it for all my picks. So it was all really fighting game related. Yeah. I think there was some other stuff I want to talk about, but like the fight, like Evo got me so hyped and all the announcements from Evo that I was just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Like I said, there's other stuff going on this weekend. Arguably just as big, if not bigger than Evo, was Star Wars Celebration.
Okay.
The big Star Wars.
Wait, it's not May. What's happening?
No, it's kind of like Celebration is sort of the big Star Wars convention for Star Wars geeks.
Okay.
Where they, and it's officially sanctioned by, I guess, all the people.
Lucasfilm?
Yeah. Or Disney now.
Oh, yeah, true.
So they all show up. And, yeah, they show off cool things. They showed off more behind the scenes of the new movie for this year.
Okay.
Rogue One. They showed off more interviews and whatnot and plans for the future. But the only thing I want to say is, and I don't have a, I'm not really going to talk about it here, but just say Star Wars Rebels, the cartoon I like. They have a trailer for season 3. It's out. It looks cool. After the events of the finale for season 2, I was wondering where it was going to go.
This is the cartoon?
Yeah.
Like the CG cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay. I've always heard that's really good.
Yeah.
Like even from other people other than you.
Mm-hmm. Like it's really good. I was surprised how much I got into it. I probably like it more than any of the Star Wars films.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so yeah, the finale for season 2 is crazy because, slight spoilers, they brought back Darth Maul.
What?
As a sort of mentor figure to our hero.
What?
And then they have to fight Vader.
What?
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy, and there's some things...
I should watch this
There's some things that happen in the finale of the season 2 finale that are like, oh shit, where are we going from here? And this trailer kind of directly picks up, and it's like a bit of a time skip, and you're like, oh my gosh, he has a beard. Oh my gosh, he has no hair. You know, things like that. Okay. So I'm pretty excited. Next up, back to the game stuff. Biggest game announcement I saw or thing was that from Overwatch, Anna, along with new patch adjustments for characters, were dropped into the PTR for the PC.
Public test realm
for the PC version of Overwatch. I got a chance to play as Anna.
Yeah,
and I gotta say, Anna's pretty cool.
So, what's the skill level for Anna?
So at first I thought Anna was going to be like 3-star.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like 4-star maybe. Just like trying to get those snipes in, just like not really being a damage dealer, right? But you can still help out with the damage. Like I don't know where
she I would say in. Anna's more like a 2-star in terms of how you would use her. That's but she's very situational. Like she's not the type of healer. First of all, if Anna's like, if you can only have one hero on your team, don't pick Anna. Anna is like a complimentary support to a Lucio or a Mercy. But she is not... She's kind of like a Symmetra in that sense. Where, like, you don't pick Symmetra unless you have another healer on the field.
Okay.
But she has a couple moves that are really interesting. Like, first of all, she has a Biotic Grenade. Okay. It's AoE. It's small AoE, but it works on both allies and the enemies.
Okay.
So if you throw it in there, if it's an ally gets a healing, that gets a bit of health back.
All right.
But your ally also now has, for temporarily, a buffed healing boost. So any other healing that happens will be rapidly increased.
Okay.
So that's why if you have a Lucio beside you and you throw the thing, Lucio will heal you twice at the rate.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The enemy who gets hit by it gets nullified for all the healing. So they can't heal.
Cool.
So, like, the way I always see it used is they throw it on Roadhog as he's about to drink his thing.
Or, like, even someone who has a Mercy Beam on them.
Right? Or they throw it on Lucio.
Okay.
Because then he can't heal himself and he can't heal.
Wait, so does that nullify his whole aura?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, you can't really use it on... Like, that's why she's super strong in that sense. Her other thing is the sleeping gun.
The Trank Dart?
Yeah.
Stole it from Snake.
That's really useful for stopping ults.
Okay. So when you hear die, 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 then you're just going to be like, ah, poof.
Yeah. There's certain, like, the one that she's wicked to use on is Torbjorn. Mm-hmm. Because when you activate his ult, like, it instantly depletes, right?
Yeah.
And then you could just stop him.
Oh.
Whereas, like, if you were to stop McCree as he's doing the High Noon, like, it slowly goes down first, and then he'll come back up with 75.
Oh, okay.
Depending on where you hit the dart. But yeah, pretty useful. Her ult is, it's just the ultimate buff.
Okay.
So you get a speed boost, you get attack and defense boost, and you just become, like...
In the trailer for Anna, they showed them using the ult on a Reinhardt, and then Reinhardt was just one-shotting people with his hammer.
Yeah.
Really? That just happens? Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. It turns your tank into, like, a monster.
That's awesome.
It's, yeah. I've seen it used on, like, D.Va. I've seen it used on Roadhog. Like, you become quite a machine.
Sweet.
The other thing is her gun. So, at first I thought it was going to be tough to use her because she's a sniper. And as a sniper, I guess instinctively you want to go for headshots.
Yeah.
But Anna can't headshot.
That is a good way to skirt around, like, oh, I need to get headshots.
Yeah. So, because of that, all you got to do is aim for the body. And that makes sniping... 1,000 times easier.
Okay.
The other thing too is when she shoots you, it's not direct damage.
Okay.
It's like a dart. Think of it like a poison dart. Like, yeah, it hits you, there's an initial pinch, and then it's damage over time.
Oh, cool.
And that's how her healing works too.
Oh, that makes sense with the PTR streams I was watching, because like I saw people shoot enemies and you know like the tick sound when you hit someone?
Yeah.
It would be like
Yes.
And I'm like, wait, is this thing like a drill? Like,
yeah.
Is this the cerebral bore of Overwatch?
Mm-hmm. And the great thing about Anna is because of where she's going to be situated, if you're looking at your teammates, generally your teammates always beside an enemy.
Yeah.
You kind of can aim for both of them.
Okay.
And even if you miss one, you'll hit the other, which still makes you feel like you did something.
Okay.
But that means that you also can't shoot through your teammates to get to the enemy.
Okay.
And Anna's biggest weakness is she doesn't have mobility.
I heard that, like, she's just, like, walking speed and that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like, that's her one weakness, which I think it ended up being pretty fine.
So she doesn't have any wall runs?
No.
She can't get up to ledges?
No, she doesn't have a grappling hook, she doesn't...
Hmm.
Yeah.
That is pretty interesting.
Yeah. That's why she's great if you have a Lucio around.
Okay.
Because then Lucio, he can just speed boost and you both can just dash out of there. Or if Lucio's around and you throw her biotic grenade, then again, his healing's doubled.
All right, so the real question.
Yes.
How long after she is released, officially, until I can play a game where 6 out of 6 people are not Anna?
I would say almost immediately, as long as you're playing competitive mode.
True.
Because they took out hero stacking.
Did in competitive? I thought that was just the weekly brawl.
No, they're going to bring it to competitive.
Hmm.
So...
That kind of takes out certain strategies.
Yeah.
Like double Lucio, like, is kind of deadly in certain...
You know what else is deadly? Double Mercy.
Double Mercy, yeah.
If you have 2 of the attack beams on someone...
Well, I think they changed Mercy so that, like, her healing doesn't stack anymore with other healing or something.
You're right, but they increased it to 50%
instead
of being 30.
All right.
Which, I tried that out too. If you're, like... I usually play D.Va. And her pellets hit, but they don't, like, go super fast.
Yeah.
Especially at distances. It's deadly now.
What, her damage buff?
No. If Mercy has the 50% boost on you.
Okay.
Like, you are real strong now.
That's cool.
It might be too strong.
I've been hearing that Mercy is kind of nuts. Even, yeah. Didn't they change, like, if you self-heal now, it refills your, or it charges your ult?
Yeah, but they adjusted certain ults for that.
But, like, Mercy, she already gains her ult so fast. And Mercy self-heals automatically anyways.
They also changed something with Mercy's ult. You don't freeze when you hit the revive.
Oh, so you're still moving?
Yeah, so you can do it mid-flight.
Cool.
So you won't die like you naturally do.
That's cool.
Yeah. Zenyatta and D.Va tried their new increase.
Oh, please tell me about Zenyatta. I've been playing so much Zenyatta.
Zenyatta might be... In certain scenarios, Zenyatta might be too powerful.
Hmm.
The fact that his orbs are just hit-scan now... Really?
Like, even attacking?
Yeah. Like, there's no leading that shot. Cool. It is. They're in. Tracer just can't take him out in one clip anymore.
Cool.
Because he has just enough health.
Oh, okay.
Right? Widowmaker can't body shot him.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I'm down for this.
Yeah, like, he seems really good.
My biggest issue with playing Zenyatta now is that he's just, like, he is so lightweight. Like, any, like you said, Tracer can come up and just, like, one clip him.
Yeah.
Like, Widowmaker can just body shot you. Like, he dies so freaking fast.
Yeah, he's super squish.
Yeah. So, it's at least that there's, like, something where not just a regular attack can one-shot me. Like, if a Roadhog hooks me and then just shotgun blasts in my face, I should die.
Yeah.
But just, like, I'm just, like, walking down an alleyway and then some, like, Widowmaker just, like, shoots me in the toe.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I died.
Mm. Yeah, that's true, huh? Or the shitty thing about Zenyatta is when you walk into a Junkrat trap and you die.
Yeah, instantly, right? You're just like, triggered, dead. Like,
yeah, hey, that part sucks. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if people pick him up more, though. It's tough to tell, especially now with Anna's out.
Okay.
Just because Anna kind of fulfills that same role.
I don't know. Zenyatta's pretty beefy on the...
I mean, like, his Discord orb is really useful.
Yeah.
But...
I can see what you're saying, like, as a solo support. Like, he's not really the best. You're not... Yeah. You're kind of getting damage and things, so you're never getting the best of both roles.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So who knows? As for D.Va, she's super annoying to play against now.
Like, I heard her ult doesn't kill her anymore.
So her ult doesn't kill her. It detonates about a second faster.
All right.
Which are great. But the main change that they made was how they implemented her defense matrix. So it's like Pharah's Jets.
Okay. Right? Or like I heard like Reinhardt's Shield at some point.
Sort of. But you know how Reinhardt's Shield has a life bar?
Yeah.
Hers is more just it's a constantly refilling gauge.
Oh.
Like a fuel gauge, like Pharah's Jet.
Okay.
So, takes 10 seconds fully to recharge, and you can hold it for 4 seconds out there.
Wait, so even if you're not getting hit, does it still drain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works, right? So, it's always like that. But the way you, like, I would usually play D.Va is I would put up the defense matrix, but then the minute goes down, there's a 10-second cooldown, and my opponent knows that, so they come back at me.
Yeah.
So, but now I could just bring it up constantly. Or you just
go, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Boop. Yeah.
And so that makes her so frustrating to play against now, because... And then she has the Jets still, right? So you can't run away.
So that's the thing. Like, in the tank game of Overwatch,
there
is Roadhog and there is Reinhardt.
Yes.
If you're playing anybody else, like, you're kind of playing it wrong. So if I can bring in another tank to try and counteract those tanks, like, if I can now use D.Va effectively enough to, like, jet into a Reinhardt shield and just blast them away, that's super useful for my team.
Yeah. I don't, like, it's sort of the same Zenyatta situation, though. Like, D.Va's way more fun to play, and she's way more viable. She's not going to replace Reinhardt, though.
Okay.
Like, Reinhardt has a shield.
Like, the shield's really good.
He's got that big shield. Nothing's going to happen.
There's, like, a couple things where, like, just the tool set that certain heroes have, you're just like... That was an issue in League of Legends. There's, like, a certain amount of heroes where no matter how much you debuff them or, like, or how much you nerf them, just because their tool set is so good...
Yeah.
It still makes them, like, a threat. It's not the fact that how much damage they're doing. It's the fact that what their moves do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, you know, as D.Va being my main player, I'm super happy with the changes.
I still have not touched D.Va once.
I have tons of fun with her.
Still got 0 seconds on my game clock.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. You don't need to play her. You're not good enough.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You're just not good enough.
Wow.
It's okay.
I only play 3-star champions, okay?
D.Va's a 1-star.
What a noob. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But that's all the Overwatch stuff. I'm excited for it to come to PS4.
Overwatch.
Yeah. And then my final pick is probably the biggest gaming news of the week. The biggest.
I'm giving you a side eye. I can't tell if you're...
No, it really is. It's probably the biggest gaming news because it is the one that the general mainstream community of the world reacted to the hardest.
Oh, okay.
Nintendo
are
re-releasing the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing I wanted to talk about.
It's a miniaturized version.
It's like 60 USDs?
Yes, it's going to come with 30 inbuilt games.
It's on like a flash drive or like a flash memory, or I forget what it is.
I think it is flash memory, but it's you can't touch it.
Yeah, it's all, like, under proprietary BIOS and stuff.
You can't add to it. You can't remove anything from it. You cannot connect to the virtual console online store and buy more games for it. This is a standalone machine.
That'll last about 2 days until someone's just like, hey, I figured it out. Like,
yeah. It's going to come with the original Nintendo controllers with modded adapters so that they work at the bottom of a Wii U controller.
Okay.
Like you plug them to the bottom there.
Oh, cool.
So if you have the VSC games there, you can play them on
that. Oh, that's cool.
If you have original Nintendo controllers, you can plug them into the new box.
Oh, really? I have 14 of those.
Wow! Okay. Well,
so maybe I can
lucky
use
you! Yes. Yes, this new box is really small. It looks like the original NES. I don't think the hatch opens, though.
No, I think this thing... It is also like pertinent to mention that this thing is the size of your hand.
Yes.
It is a mini thing.
But the power and reset buttons work, right?
I think so.
They should work.
They should. They better.
Does the light still come on?
I'm waiting for like the version 2.0 where it's the slim
top loader?
Like top loader NES that I have.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want the top loader version. It's got different games.
I'm waiting for the Super Nintendo version.
True. True.
But
They just have all the mothers on there, and then everyone's Earthbound prices just go.
Wow. Wow. But yeah, so Nintendo finally, you know, caved in, and they did the flea market pull of, hey guys, 500 games in one. So here you go.
Well, 30 games in one.
Yeah, and they're selling for like $60.
It's not bad. That's a pretty good deal.
I don't know. That seemed. It's 2016.
I would pay that.
I mean, I will pay that. But I'm just saying, it seems kind of ridiculous for what it is.
I don't know. But then again, I'm coming from the mindset of a person whose first system was the NES.
So am I.
Yeah. Wait, what? I thought yours was the Super Nintendo.
No, mine was the NES.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're both coming from the same.
We are.
Yeah. So then, I'm just like 60 USD, so that's probably like 80 Canadian.
Yeah.
I'm like 30 games. A lot of those games are great. I'm fine with that.
I
don't know how this is going to appeal to, like, the people who bought, like, the Nintendo Vans. Like, those young kids. I don't think anyone's going to purchase it, like, from there.
Yeah. I do think that this is going... Well, first of all, I think because I grew up in the age where you'd go to the flea market.
Yeah.
And you'd buy those video game carts that had every Game Boy game on them for, like, $10.
I think it's just, a Filipino thing.
Yeah.
No. I never did that.
See, and, like... I did that like once every year.
Wow.
Yeah. Till eventually there was one cart with like 250 games. Yeah. Cost me $25.
Oh my gosh.
I had like all the Game Boy Color games on this one cart. It was amazing. I had Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow. I didn't know which one to play.
See, too many options.
That's why, and that was back in the late 90s.
Okay.
Right. That's why I'm just thinking from a price thing. I mean, I know there's a licensing issue in here, but these are all Nintendo games are putting.
Yeah,
these
are all first party Nintendo games. Like, I don't think Final Fantasy is on there or anything.
No, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Shit.
Actually, no. Some because Contra's on there. Oh, Mega Man 2 is on there.
Oh yeah. No, I just no. Don't listen to me.
They have They have a good game selection. Like it's a pretty.
Mega Man 2 is on there.
Yeah. They got
Price of Entry completed.
I think they have Super Contra.
Super C, all right, thanks for my cart is now worthless. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Guys.
They have Zelda 1 and 2.
Also, my carts are now...
They have Mario Brothers.
Just like OG arcade Mario Bros?
Yeah, the one with the POW block.
Yeah, the POW block in the middle. Yeah, flip all those turtles.
And of course, they have Super 1, 2, and 3.
True. They have the best Mario.
I said 1, 2, and 3, so...
Yeah, they got Super Mario 3, the best Mario.
We've been to this debate.
Listen, I will fight until I die.
The next time we meet people, we should just always ask them and have a running
tally. Yeah, no, we'll have a running tally. So far, it's 2-0 Super Mario World.
Yeah, I know. So I'm winning this one.
Lame.
Did you ask Jessica which one's better?
I don't think she's really... Like, she... The every time I ask her about video games, like what she played as a kid, she remembers the PS1, and she remembers she played this pony game where she could customize her ponies.
Oh, that makes me feel old.
And then like she could be like, man, I can like customize my ponies, and there's a unicorn, and like my brother would get mad at me because I'd clog up the memory card with a bunch of custom ponies, and I was just like, man, I gotta find this game. It sounds great.
Okay.
Like if you're playing it that much, like yeah. Shit.
But yeah, back to this Nintendo thing. I do think this is going to be such a hot item this Christmas.
No, like where can I pre-order? When can I pre-order?
Yeah, I believe it comes out November 11th, around the same time as Pokemon.
Oh, remember the 11th of November.
You got it.
Yeah, that's the one.
If you are considered the gamer in your family, expect to get this from somebody. If not, expect to get doubles of this.
I would be okay with doubles.
As would I. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you are the...
I'm just wondering if this is in mainstream... Wait, like, mainstream appeal. Because, like, none of my parents have seen this. Like, none of my cousins who mildly play games have, said anything to me about this. So
I think the marketing push hasn't come.
Okay.
It's just the announcement from Nintendo, and that's usually just, you know, direct, like, our crowd of people. Yeah. But I definitely think as September comes along and we see more commercials, I have no doubt that... Especially when you start seeing it in store and you're like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
It'll take off.
So I got a funny story. My family knows me as the gamer.
Right? I can see. Yeah.
I wonder why. I don't know why.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know why. I think their vision of me is like very low.
Why would they think that?
Because of one time for Christmas, they thought it'd be great that they would get me 2 like Nintendo shirts from Hot Topic.
Oh.
They were the ugliest shirts. One was just a giant NES cartridge that said gamer on it.
Yeah. Represent.
Represent, right? And then the other, I forget what the other one was. It was equally as bad. And so I immediately traded those into the Value Village. I just donated them. I was like, these are terrible.
Aww.
They didn't even have a gift receipt. I couldn't even return it.
Well, hopefully they make the right decision and get you this NES.
Yeah, right? I hope so. Yeah. That'd be great. Fuck that. That was the hardest I've ever faked a thank you. I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm dying on the inside.
That's nice. Yeah, get excited, guys. Mm. Let's move on to our weeks. Kick it off. Tell me what you did.
I played video games, FYI.
Surprise, surprise.
I've been playing more original Xbox.
Okay.
So, I bought a bunch of games.
Okay.
I bought Crimson Skies.
Oh, you bought the, plane shooter?
The plane shooter. That game's awesome.
I think that was the first game I played online.
I really liked... on the box, IGN 2003.
Yeah.
Best Xbox Live game.
Yeah.
Right on the cover.
Yeah, okay.
That game's really fun. Like, even now, that game's really good.
Yeah.
The story mode's kind of whatever, but it's all about that multiplayer. The 4-player...
that's what I remember playing. Just
plain stuff. That's so good. I bought Mech Assault 1 and 2.
Oh, good job.
Those are also fun multiplayer games.
Yeah.
Then I bought the one I'm actually playing just in my spare time, other than Jet Set Radio Future, is Dead or Alive Ultimate.
Oh, really?
So I bought the 2-pack. So for people who don't know, like, before remasters and remakes were a thing, Tecmo was like, man, let's remake Dead or Alive 1 and 2, put them on the original Xbox. So Dead or Alive 1 still looks like Dead or Alive 1. There's only so much you can do with that.
Right.
And it's got like a bunch of costumes, and it's cool. It's like a more in-depth Virtua Fighter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. But Dead or Alive 2 just straight looks like Dead or Alive 3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this game looks gorgeous.
Mm.
They added like so much stuff to the stages. They have like all kinds of crazy costumes. There's also apparently ways to unlock Hitomi from Dead or Alive 3 and put her in Dead or Alive 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like, I think you have to have a Dead or Alive 3 save on your Xbox,
mm-hmm.
and then beat the arcade mode with a certain character. And then you can unlock Hitomi. Or a Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball save.
Yeah.
I gotta find the Extreme Beach Volleyball. Wow. Yeah! Because the first one's actually about volleyball.
Okay, Anthony.
Okay, fine. I'll just
import it. You fucking sound like every geek circa 2004. This volleyball game.
The volleyball in that game is really good. It's a really good volleyball game. And then 2 came.
Shut up.
And it went off the rails. And they're like, you can watch this lady on a beach. And it's like, man, this is creepy. I'm in it for the game, Vince.
Shut up.
I'm in it for the purity of the sport.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, Dead or Alive's still also really good. I also found a Duke controller.
Oh, okay.
Like, the huge original.
Congratulations on your misfortune.
No, what are you talking about, man? It's good stuff. Fits my hand.
Even Microsoft announced that it was shit.
No, it's a great controller. I love it.
They confirmed it by releasing a smaller one called the S and saying, this is the real Xbox
controller. No, I love the Duke controller. It's so good.
Oh, okay, well, whatever.
I really like that controller. Like, legitimately, I like that controller.
I know.
So yeah, I've just been playing a lot of Xbox, a lot of retro stuff. I've also been playing Tenchu?
Assassin?
Wrath of Heaven?
Wrath of Heaven, okay, sure.
Or one of them. I bought two. I bought one on the PS2 and I bought one that was on the Xbox.
All right.
Tenchu's hard. Just like, I forgot how old stealth games, like, so modern stealth games give you so many warnings of different enemies, like see-through walls and radars and stuff like that, or like vision cones. Oh. Tenchu just doesn't give a fuck. Like, here's this like meter where it gets bigger if people can hear you.
Yeah.
And if you didn't see them, go fuck yourself. You're in a battle now. Mm-hmm. But I really like the stealth kills in Tenchu. Those are really fun. And like, there's some sort of like, it's almost like a Dark Souls-esque thing of like when you can get through a level or like a layout with no, or like with like no alerts, just all stealth kills, you feel like a total boss.
Yeah.
You're just like, man, I'm so good at stealth. Right. Those are really fun. And then just more Odin Sphere.
All right.
So I beat Cornelius's mode, the rabbit.
Yes.
And I'm on to Mercedes, the fairy queen.
Yeah.
Mercedes fucking sucks. Oh my god, she's not fun to play at all.
But she's so easy to win.
No, she's not. Because I'm trying to S-rank all these battles. And, like, sure, it's really easy to win. It's really hard to win fast to get that S-rank. And it's just because every time you shoot, it uses your POW gauge. Which, with other characters, it's reserved for just your special attack. And I'm just like, man, Mercedes is garbage. She's so boring to play. Like, you just stand back and just charge up shots and no one can get near you. And you're just like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I can't wait to get past this thing. I don't like playing Mercedes at all.
It's a shame.
So, I can't wait to get to Velvet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Oswald, the Dark Knight.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what his endgame looks like.
Yeah, his stuff was cool. I remember playing the beginning of Oswald's stuff.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? No. Oh, okay. I heard it's like a lot of dashing and a lot of warping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll be cool. But yeah, still Odin Sphere is still great. Constantly just mowing through it. I think I'm at like 20 hours now.
Oh, okay.
So, there's a lot of game there.
Yep.
I thought it'd be way shorter, but it's like 8 hours, 8 hours a character, 9 hours a character.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Other than that, my week's been pretty boring. It's been a lot of Evo.
Yeah.
A lot of original Xbox.
Right.
Then I cleaned out my PS2 and almost broke it.
Nice. Nice.
I didn't put the disk drive back in. I almost snapped the... There's like a little elastic that wraps around the drive. So when it comes out, it like rotates this gear with the elastic on it. I almost snapped the elastic.
Ooh.
And I was like, shit. So like what happened is that like because it was lopsided, the drive, when it ejects, it only ejected halfway. But the PS2, it was ejected enough to where the PS2 is just like, I'm just going to keep trying.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep trying. Yeah. I'm going to keep trying. And it's like, oh no, I had to unplug it. And
that's a shame.
That was a venture. But I got it all dusted out.
You should replace that PS2 already.
What, with a Slim?
Yeah.
But how am I going to use my PlayStation 2 hard drive for Final Fantasy XI?
You're not.
Why not?
Because you're going to use it on the PC.
No, because they shut down the servers on the PS2. Well, that's why.
Then you actually don't need to have the fat one.
But I have the thing. Like, I have the network adapter on the fat.
Who cares?
I still don't understand how that works, the network adapter.
Oh, I don't know.
Because, like, there's a big hard drive bay, but, like, it doesn't plug. I don't know if it plugs into something. Like, I haven't really checked the back.
I'm pretty sure it does.
It must. It has to, because I don't know how I got internet.
Yeah.
So I tried to also... Oh, yeah, that's what I did. I bought Tony Hawk 3 and 4.
To go online?
And so I've been playing... I beat Tony Hawk 3 and 4 this week.
Why?
Because those games are great.
Okay.
The Tony Hawk games are really fun to go back to. And also, I tried to find people online.
And how was that?
I definitely didn't find anybody.
Okay, I was going to say...
I made a room, and I was like, man.
You made a room?
Yeah, I made a server. I made a room. I got online. I got my PlayStation 2 internet boot up disc.
Wow, someone was optimistic.
Yeah, and then I found my old wireless adapter, so I connect via Wi-Fi instead of direct connection.
All right.
So I set all that up, and then I made a server. I played for like 3 hours by myself, and then no one showed up.
Makes sense.
And I was like, man, I should have tweeted this.
Wow. What a sad life you live.
It's very solitary. Oh, my God. It's very solitary.
Okay.
Yo, if any of you guys want to play any of the PS2 Tony Hawk's online.
Yes, please give him a message.
Yeah, send me a message. I'll set up a server. We can play. I gotta go find my SOCOM
headset.
You're
the only one who still has a network adapter.
Really?
I think you're the only...
Like, on the planet Earth.
Yeah, for PS2.
Well, if you have a Slim, isn't that built in?
No, you can't go online with a Slim.
What?
Yeah.
See, now I can't get a Slim. Now I have to go back to Japan and import a Japanese FAT. Because if I want to play my Japanese PS2 games online, what am I going to do then?
Nothing.
Right? See, exactly. I need the FAT.
I don't know, man. No one cares.
You want to hear? Okay. Solitary life. I'm going to tell you my latest obsession.
Oh, this is going to be so sad.
I need a second FAT PS2.
Why?
And a Firewire cable.
What? Oh, no. I know you're talking about.
So I can 8-player Time Splitters 2.
Yeah.
Or I can single screen Time Crisis Link play.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like the arcade.
Oh, that's... And then,
yeah. I need two TV. I need two CRTs. I have two CRTs. I have two CRTs. I need another PS2 FAT and a Firewire cable and another copy of Time Crisis 3 and two Gun Cons. It's so simple. I'm almost there.
Gun Cons? Wait.
The gun controllers.
Do I still have those?
Do you have a Gun Con? I will buy your Gun Cons.
No. Oh, I know. Ricky had like four of them.
What?
Because we played... Time Crisis.
So welcome to my birthday party. We're playing Link, TV Link, Time Crisis.
Oh, wow.
8-player Time Splitters.
Oh, no. No, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not. Oh.
Let's do
Gross.
It. Let's do it.
Okay. Is that your week?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's been a lot of...
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's been a lot of planning of playing multiplayer games with people who don't come over.
God, that's so sad. So... I have nothing for you. I got nothing.
I tried to help you, just couldn't.
Yeah, I got nothing. This weekend I went to a convention, toy convention, with a TFCon, Transformers convention.
You got there, you took the roundabout way, but...
Yeah, I got it. And it was fun. Lots of people, lots of robots.
I heard there was Evo at the bar.
Oh, there was Evo at the bar.
All right.
Do
you have any...
You know, there's a lot of stuff that happened. A lot of it I can't really recall, or I don't know if it's worth telling.
Yeah.
Convention stuff. It's more along the lines of, you know how we live in a world now where, like, it's socially cool to be a nerd?
Yeah.
And, like, every time you meet someone, you're kind of like, oh, yeah, they seem like a normal person.
Yeah.
These sort of conventions kind of remind you what actual nerds are still like.
They're here.
And it's like... Damn.
That's what Anime North reminds me of.
Yeah.
Like, you're waiting in a line, and it's just like, frig. Do I want to leave this line because of the smell? Like, do I need to leave?
Sometimes it's the odor. Sometimes it's the social awkwardness. Sometimes it's just like...
Oh, man. Okay. Like, you don't have to out people on the air. Like, but I want some stories.
Like, I'm not going to say anything, but it's just like... And I don't even have any stories, but it's just like, it's that environment, right? And you're kind of like, this is weird. Like, and like, I'm not there to shit on people. Like, we're all here because we like robots and stuff. But sometimes it does get a little uncomfortable. And I still don't know how I should properly address that.
If I mildly know the person, if I have had more than three conversations.
Yeah.
Like, and say, like, for something like BO. All
right.
I will lean in and be like, hey, like.
Check yourself.
Like, maybe you need to go take a shower. Like, I'm here for you. Right? Like, I'm here for you.
Okay, well, here's something I should say. I do work for this convention.
You're in a different position than me.
So I can't just go around
just being like, you smell, just like, you have a Santa sack full of like speed stick.
Also, a lot of the people on staff share the same viewpoint as me.
I think you could do it to them. That's fine. Like, you are a staff. You are one of them.
Most of the staff actually... don't even care about the robot. Like, they've been doing this so long, they don't really care about the robots. Oh. They're just regular humans now who've kind of grown up and left the scene.
They surpassed.
Yeah.
Okay.
They all have families, and they have kids, and they're like, we do this because...
We all get together.
Yeah. But we don't actually care about the robots and shit.
So when you roll in, you're like, I got this new Optimus. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, the dealers are open full of thousands of dollars of shit I don't want to buy.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Yeah, the stuff's a bit jaded by now.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, but it's a convention. It's stuff happens. It was cool, though, because there was a special, like, behind closed doors event that you could only go to if you were invited to.
Okay.
And
you were invited to it.
Of course. But being invited to it is kind of like a word of mouth thing.
Okay.
So, like, no one even knew it was
happening. Is this, like, the Stonecutters, like, equivalent? Like, hey, hey, Purple Monkey Dishwasher. And then you're like, oh, shit, that's where it is? And it's, like, a secret code word.
It's pretty close.
How many sets of stairs did you have to go underground to get into this
event?
It was event?
Not, it was actually, well, maybe two flights of stairs.
Wow.
Yeah. It was cool though. So like some company came and they brought prototypes and they were like really, before the convention, this company kind of teased like that they were making these new toys. And one of them was like the ultimate Megatron toy. But all they did was show in like a very dark silhouetted image. And people who were expecting this toy to show up at the convention.
Okay.
And it kind of never did.
All right.
And everyone was curious. One of my friends is really close with a lot of the companies who build stuff.
All right.
And he's like, yeah, every, like we have two events every day. We're bringing in 12 people. And then just whatever. And he's like, if there's no shows, then give me a list of names and I'll go get them. I'm like, okay, cool.
Wasn't on the list.
No, I just said, I'm going to come. He's like, okay.
The list of name is Vince 12 times.
Yeah. So he was like, okay, cool. I'll bring you. But thing is, I won't be listed as one of the 12. Because there's like a bunch of benefits that the actual people got invited to get.
Okay.
Like, they essentially got to leave with like a special exclusive version of a toy that doesn't technically exist either.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so there's a couple of people who have like this clear crystal version of a toy that only exists in a solid color. And it's like, where'd you get that? And they're like, I can't say anything.
I got it. Like,
and it was like one of those legit moments where like people have to sign NDAs so that you,
like,
your phones were collected at the door.
That's cool.
Right? So like you couldn't talk about this toy.
That's why you had the button cam.
Like you could say that you went to the event and that you could confirm that a certain product was there.
Or that like this event exists, period.
Yes.
All right.
But you just can't give your opinions on what was shown, what you thought about it.
Aw.
Yeah, and it was like that for Friday and Saturday. And then at the Sunday, very last hours before it closed, they're like, okay, we're gonna lift the
NDA.
Yeah. And then everyone was like, so holy shit, did you guys see that thing? Yeah, it was...
That's cool.
It was cool stuff. It was cool.
I want to go to a secret underground, like, prototype thing.
Yeah, so we met with the Japanese guy who designed the toys, right? Okay. And he was there with his kid and stuff. And, yeah, he had three on display. He had a Megatron, an Optimus, and
this... Obviously, you spoke to him in the Nihonji.
Oh, yeah! Total fluent. You know me. Yeah. I'm always like that in my off time.
Good old Vince.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, but I prefer English, so...
He's like, your Japanese is perfect. It might be even better than me as a native speaker. Yeah. But let's just do some English.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm inclined to oblige.
Yeah, you are the guest.
Yes. So yeah, TFCon was great. TFCon was fun. But before that, I did a couple things. I rewatched the J.J. Abrams Star Trek films in anticipation for Beyond.
All right.
I really like the movie still.
Lens flare.
Tons of lens flare. I love the sounds in that movie.
Yeah, no. This movie, I like those movies a lot.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch.
I like the soundtrack in those movies. I like the use of Beastie Boys in those movies.
Oh, yeah, when he's in the car and he's driving.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff. But then I made sure to check out one of the new anime for the summer.
Berserk.
Nah, I'm not that crazy.
Food Wars 2.
I'm already watching that.
I don't know.
Watch this anime called Days.
Like D-A-Z-E? D-A-Y-Z?
D-A-Y-S.
S? What?
It's weird. A sports anime, and I think it's because UEFA was just on, and the Olympics are coming up. It's a soccer anime.
Oh. The last soccer anime I watched was Giant Killing.
Okay.
I really liked Giant Killing.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Well, this one is the story of a young shonen.
What?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who joins the soccer team on his first year in high school.
Is it, like, by happenstance he happens to be good at soccer? Like, something was coming at him and he, like, chest stopped it and kicked it back or something? No. Like,
he actually is total garbage.
Oh, okay.
That's...
So it's that.
That's
that the other end of the spectrum. That's
the hook. So the hook is he's kind of like he's. They actually don't list what he is because he never exhibits signs of being like super otaku or like just an introvert. He just for some reason I guess is a loser.
Okay.
So he comes to school, first day of high school, introduces himself. People kind of laugh at him during his introduction. It's another boy, transfer, new school too. He's literally Ken from Street Fighter.
Cool.
Like,
wait, he's American?
Like blonde locks. No, he's not American, but he might as well be American. Okay. But yeah, he's got the blonde locks. He's super hot.
Did he walk in with a hamburger?
No. Oh, but he is super laid back. He's also a delinquent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he sit by walls crouching? Like, but you can't smoke because it's anime, so like sucking a lollipop or something.
He doesn't really do any of that kind of stuff. He kind of just has that like sort of I'm kind of here look. Glazed over. His hands are always in his pocket.
He's new age Boncho.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He wears a tracksuit, and he's always got his hands in his pocket.
Like, because I always imagine Bonchos as like people just like this outside of convenience stores.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do that. Just,
like, smoking.
No. You're right. He's new age. He's Neo.
Neo Boncho.
Yeah. All right, Neo Boncho. And the show starts off and they play it off like he's like this super badass delinquent dude. And he gets a call and he's like, you need another player for our game. Why are you asking me? I can't do that. And then he sees the losers like, actually, I might have someone.
That's funny.
And he brings him to the soccer game. And the show plays it out like he's some like this is going to be like the biggest, like meanest trick.
Yeah.
Turns out that's not it.
Okay.
He just wants him to have fun.
Oh.
And it becomes like this really sweet thing and you're like, what the fuck?
What happened
here? Yeah, and it turns out our Ken character people just have this assumption of him that he's mean. He's not
the way he looks.
Yeah, but he's like a super pretty boy, right?
All right.
But he is insanely good at soccer, this blonde kid. Our hero, our shonen boy, complete garbage. He strips a toenail in his first game.
Wow. Oh, he toe bashed.
Yeah. And then you could see on his shoe, hit the blood on his toe.
I knew a guy who toe bashed a soccer ball once.
Yeah.
Broke his toe sideways.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Ugh, gross. But yeah, he gets to the soccer team, soccer tryouts. And like what our hero learns is it's kind of like Onoda from Petal where he's like, it's not so much that he wants to win.
Yeah.
He just has so much fun when he's with the other people.
Okay.
Like that's his drive, right? And what you don't know about the Ken character is he's lost his motivation to play. Because he's taken it too seriously ever since he was a child.
And he's too good.
Yeah, that's actually his problem.
All right.
He's too good. And he likes this young boy or this new boy because he's like, every time he plays with him, it reminds him of when he was a child and he didn't have to worry about the pressure of whatnot. So they join the team and of course the team fucking shits on the new kid.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, because he's just garbage. But his Ken bro sticks up for him and...
But like he pulls the turf out of his face and he's like, I had so much fun today. Like
pretty much.
All right.
Yeah. And he apologizes for not being good and that he'll try harder next time and whatnot.
Then he goes home and trains.
Yeah. But then they do the one thing and it's like a cliffhanger moment, either in the first or second episode, where the captain, like the third year captain, who apparently has a pro level contract already.
Okay.
Ready to leave. He's talking to the coach and the coach is our old man smoking.
Yeah.
Right. And they're by themselves.
Initial D dad.
Yeah, yeah. And so the captain's talking to the coach, and the coach is like, huh, first years are kind of shitty, huh? Or not first years, kind of. She's like, first years are really good, except for that one. And he's like, that. And then the captain's like, that one's going to be, he's like, in 2 years' time, he will be the captain.
Oh.
Yeah. And so
he sees the hidden potential within the young shonen. Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
And then, so that, I think that's what the setup of the show is.
All right.
What I forgot to mention is that, holy crap, the show looks amazing.
Does it?
I have to show you the first 2 minutes.
All right.
Because they go into a match, and the way they've animated, it's a mix of cell shading and just hand-drawn.
All right.
And some slight CG touches, but it's done really well.
Okay.
It makes you want to... It's almost so good that every time they're not playing soccer, you're a little disappointed.
You're like, why aren't they playing soccer?
Yeah.
So that happened to me a lot with iShield 21, where in the manga of iShield 21, every time, like, the mangaka of iShield 21, the guy who draws it, he draws One Punch Man now.
Yeah.
And even back then, I think it was, like, recording of the podcast, I'm like, his art is great, when it's in an action thing.
Yes.
Right? When the football game is happening, art is beautiful. But when it's just like everyday life, I feel like he just doesn't give a shit, or like,
yeah,
he's not good at drawing that kind of stuff, and yeah, the art seems to dip, right?
Yeah.
So it was the same thing. Like, every time they weren't playing football, I'm like, I want them to play football. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, Days seems pretty promising. The art style they chose to go with is very... it kind of doesn't have any... Like, it doesn't look like what modern anime looks like at the moment, where okay, everything's like super moe, super...
Like, that's a huge, like...
Like, hyper... Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Like, maybe I'll check that out now that you have said this.
Yeah. It's... people actually just look like normal people.
Okay.
To say that. But all the dudes look super badass. All
right.
Like, all... Like, the third-year soccer players on the team, they've all got, like, wicked haircuts, and they all just have that stoic look.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, because now it, like, I complain about it all the time.
Yeah,
there's just all these slender Bishonen boys,
yeah,
ruining my anime. I need some gruff looking teenagers.
I think the opening for this anime, like, the is, what do you call it, is our new shonen, and he's being, you know, when they time out and they call in a new player, then the ref puts up the number, new, yeah, player's coming in, the one's way in the sideline and the other one's coming out.
Yeah.
So the new boy's waiting in the sideline to come in, and like he's tagging out his teammate who's clearly one of the cooler badass dudes.
Yeah.
And the opening of the anime is he looks at him and he just fucking headbutts him.
Awesome! Yeah.
He headbutts him before he checks out.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, that's motivation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell him to get his head in the game.
I guess so, but no, it's I like it a lot.
I want to see these opening 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll show you after we're done. But that's my week.
Sweet.
Yeah, and that's the show. We made it to an hour.
Also, it didn't crash.
I still haven't hit the stop button yet.
Please hit. Well, you can find us on Facebook. we're also on YouTube, and I think that's it.
I think that's it. Yeah. Any questions for us, make sure to...
Comment in the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Comment on Facebook and or write to us at letters.tnib.
Yeah, you know, I've been noticing a slight increase in people who pay attention to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's nice to see.
Yeah.
A couple more comments on the YouTube
channel. More comments, more likes.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's nice to see, despite us not really promoting this thing. It's interesting, yeah, that it gets out there still.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'm even surprised that YouTube videos hit, like, 50 views.
Yeah.
Because, like, we don't do any, we don't say anything, we don't promote anything. Like, yeah, we're not, like, out on our friends list group being like, hey.
Yeah. I also think it's crazy that, like, we send our YouTube videos aren't actually videos.
Yeah.
Right?
They're just audio. It's a picture with audio.
Yeah. And we still get enough hits for that. So yeah, it's always nice to see. There was something else I wanted to bring up, but it is currently lost.
Anime Club. YouTube.
Anime Club? What do I want to say about Anime Club?
No, I'm trying to get in your head.
Oh.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, letters, comments.
Nah.
Toys.
I got nothing, man.
Damn.
I got nothing.
Oh, well. We'll never know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
You remember?
It's July 18th. Anthony's birthday is on the 20th, so...
Oh, thank you.
Happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
My friend Rex told me to wish you a happy birthday.
Thanks, Rex.
Yep. Still not coming to me.
Still not?
Yeah.
Still nothing?
It's going to come to me the minute I hit stop. Right. I know that's for sure.
All right, kids, go watch JoJo.
Yeah.
And,
no!
And have a good night.
That's...
no. Signing off.
No.